The Rambam in Perek Aleph from Hilchos Beis Avchila Halacha Vav says for Osin b'Mikdash Mizbeach La'Ola L'Shar HaKabonis Natzon U'Mizbeach L'Ktoz U'Minol L'Shulchan U'Shloshtim B'Toch HaKodesh Lifnei Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Rambam includes Asiyas HaKelim together with the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash. However, the Rav pointed out it's striking that the Rambam is mashmit the Oren, because the Oren is part of the Klei HaMikdash. It's places in the Kodesh Kodoshim. And when the Rambam in the different Prokim explains the Tzura of all the different Kelim and the Mitzvah Asiya, he excludes or he's mashmit the Oren. So why is it that the Rambam doesn't mention the Oren and its form and its shape, its Tzura, like the other Klei HaMikdash? And the Gemara says in Yuman Daf Nun Beis, and the Rambam quotes it, Perek Daf Nun Beis B'chivah Loch Aleph, that in Bebai Yesheni there was no Oren because Yoshiyahu was going as it. So why indeed didn't they make another Oren like they made the other Kelim? So the Rav explained that the Asiyas Oren is not a kiyum of Mikdash and Klei HaMikdash like the other Kelim, but it's a din that's set in the Luchos, that the place that you need the Luchos require an Oren. For Havai, the Rav said that the Yerushalmi and Shkolim says that there were two Aronos, one for the Luchos and one for the Shivrei Luchos. So the loch of the Shivrei Luchos in the second Aron was not a din in Mikdash, that was a loch in Luchos. And it was din of the Chefs of the Luchos. So that's why the Ram doesn't include it together with the other Klei HaMikdash. And since in Bayis Sheni there were no Luchos, and the Machayev of making the Oren is part of the din of Luchos, the Chefetz of Luchos, but not Aloch and Hilchos Mikdash per se. So therefore, the Rambam is mashmited. The Rav also added, in the name of his father, that the Locha of Luchos and Oren is that without the Oren, Rav Moshe said, it doesn't have a Shem Luchos at all, because it's called the Oren HaBris. So it has to have Luchos to have a Shem, Oren. And with this he explained, because by the Asiyas Oren in the Torah, one place it says that the Moshe put in the Badim, and another place it says that the Bezalel put in the Badim. So how can that be? There's an Isur to Mesir the Badim. So who took it out in between? So the Rav explained, because that before the Luchos were put in the Oren, there was no Isur of Hasaras HaBadim. Because there's no Shem Oren without the Luchos.